Okay, this is Jeff Randall, President of the Board. We're coming back into open public meeting. It is now 5:56. Okay, I believe the next step we need to go through is we have just put our general manager on paid administrative leave, which means he is no longer actively running the organization. And Joel, are you still on the line?
I am, Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you, sir. And we have the title of assistant general manager on the books. We have a salary, but we have no live body in that position, meaning we have no person to run this organization. I think we need to deal with that right now.
Yes.
I can start it out. I had a 45-minute conversation with Kevin Street today. He is available. He wasn't planning on looking for a job till after the first of the year. I think that's probably our best shot to keep the clock running and keep the game going.
Well, I will say that I did everything I could to try and keep Kevin here, and I felt like we developed a good rapport through the exit interview process. And for me, one of the big concerns about where the PUD has been going has been the loss of Kevin and what that's meant to the PUD. And I know that Kevin as an individual has issues too, but he's a massive asset for the PUD. He's got so much knowledge. He loves the PUD, as he said many times, and I think he's an asset that we need to have on our side.
Well, I would move that the board authorize you and our attorney to approach Kevin and negotiate terms for his to assume the position of assistant general manager.
Okay. Can I offer a friendly amendment to that? Can we include Don McDaniel in that team?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay. And I plan to get in contact with Kevin tonight after the meeting. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did you say aye?
Aye.
Okay. I just wanted to hear that voice of yours. That nice tenor. Not yet. Never say last. There's a whole, like,
no,
probably 11 days left or something.
Could I say something, please?
Tammy.
There was a motion. You made
amendment.
Friendly amendment. But who seconded the motion?
The motion was seconded after I made the friendly amendment by Wayne.
Thank you.
So, and the initial motion did include council and myself to work with Larry on the paid leave thing. So we've covered that. Joel, you brought this up to me in an email.
I have a couple things that I just these are just sort of housekeeping things.
Okay.
That we should be aware of, and one is, I think we need a resolution that I think I gave to Don regarding proper signature authority to give to our bank so that we can keep the funds flowing. I'm not sure if Don brought a copy of that,
yeah,
but I would recommend that someone...
Really...
Can you list off who the people are who have signing authority for the PUD?
And Tammy.
And Tammy is not here, so we have Annette.
Correct.
Is it possible for us to modify that tonight?
Yes.
Could we pass a motion to add some people to the signing authority for the PUD?
Debbie was on it, too. Joel,
Debbie's on it?
The last resolution we had, she was on it.
She's not on this one.
I removed her from that.
Okay, well, how about if we add a couple people? And who would you suggest, Joel?
I would suggest the president.
Okay.
Just to cover us. And I think that we could put, you know, I don't know if he'll accept, but we should put the assistant general manager on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay. Let's do that. How does it sound to you, Annette? You're the other one on the list. Does that make you feel better?
Fine to me. Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to be the only one.
Thank you very much. Otherwise, there'll be a long line out at Annette's door. And then there's going to be a number of things that we aren't thinking of right now And I would, it might make sense for, if it's acceptable to the commissioners, that they give the president to use his best judgment to, you know, take care of any of the details that need to be done during this transitional period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Does anybody want to make that motion or say yes, so moved? Okay. So
I think that needs to be clarified.
Okay. So I think what Joel was saying is to authorize the president to make any other administrative steps necessary to bring the new assistant manager on board and make any administrative changes, minor administrative changes necessary for the transition of Larry to paid administrative leave. Would you say that covers it, Joel?
That would be fine.
I mean, things I was thinking of is if we have anything with the computer system, you know, just directing Chris, things like that, minor issues. Okay.
I was going to move.
Okay.
That motion.
Okay.
As you had stated, addressing both administrative issues related to bringing in Kevin Street as assistant general manager and addressing minor administrative issues related to Larry Dunbar no longer serving as general manager.
Okay, in an active role. Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Now, I want to add a discussion about press release.
Okay.
I think Will is doing one right now.
Okay. So, would you like to authorize somebody to work with Will on a press release? And
I think probably Joel would be...
Oh, yes.
Need to be there for the wording.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman. And possibly...
And one of you, are you? If you don't mind, I would also suggest a commissioner review it.
Yeah, Dwayne is mentioning myself, so he's suggesting the president of the board and the attorney work with the communications manager for a press release on this issue.
And maybe Don... Okay. McDaniel's chip in his 2 cents.
We can throw it passed on to. So that's a motion. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Hold on. Wait, I'm sorry. Did Cammy help me out? We had another motion.
Well, yeah, he just
on. Did you approve that, or
we approve the motion? You know, authorizing the president to make any other minor modifications.
Sorry.
Like I'm thinking, like writing an offer letter to the assistant manager and talking to the HR person and getting the salary and, you know, those things, and then directing the HR person to get that person to be an employee. You know, those little things.
No. I just wanted to know if that had been passed.
Yes, that one passed, and now we have a motion and a second on the floor to regarding the press release. Myself and you and Don McDaniel to work with the communications manager on a press release. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is passed. Do we have any other business tonight?
Yes.
Don.
Internal communications.
Okay. An all hands meeting.
Maybe 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Good idea.
Authorize closing the office.
El Presidente and.
Yep, I'll be happy to be there.
And I think if we were successful talking to Kevin.
Yes.
It'd be nice to have him.
Have him there too. And Don, would you be willing to be there too for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it something that we could all come to?
I think it's something we could all come to. It's just that would you be able to just listen and not engage?
Yeah.
Because if you start talking,
so
really.
We don't have a chance to put out a posting.
Yeah, it would look and sound like a public meeting if you guys said anything. But if you could be there and let me talk. And just nod and show support.
And just as a caution, don't talk amongst each other about business. Okay? Pleasantries.
No, it would just be to show the face of the PUD and that we support the staff and that we're together on this thing. But
good if we're all
I think. No talking.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. 9 o'clock is the plan. We'll let you know if it changes, if the time is different.
Can I ask a question?
You may ask a question, Jeannie.
Thank you.
We may not answer it, but you may ask.
Joel, it's Jeannie McMacken from the Peninsula Daily News.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi. So, okay, so Kevin is going to be offered a job for assistant general manager.
We're going to talk to him tonight, and I've been authorized to offer him that job.
Right, okay. So, and that will be a permanent position, right?
There was no temporary put on that condition, and all these jobs are at will. So, basically,
It's a permanent position.
And that's what we're seeking to negotiate with him. So please don't put it in the paper before I've had the conversation with him.
Oh, no. My deadline is already gone. You don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
So, but my other question is, he's the assistant general manager. Does that mean that you're going to be looking for a general manager at some point?
That is very possible.
So can I answer that?
Go ahead, Joel.
My part of that is that there's been no decisions about that. And, you know, I think what the motion meant to convey was that this is a process to be negotiated first with Larry, and then, you know, we're not sure at this point.
Larry is still the general manager. He's just not in the office to perform the duty, and the assistant general manager is a position that's open that we haven't filled. So we will, as Joel says, we'll be in a process regarding the general manager position.
And what was Kevin's title before he...
Assistant general manager and was it operations?
Operations superintendent.
Superintendent, yeah, and assistant general manager. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we have any other business to conduct this evening?
I have a question.
Annette.
So who should put out an email? Somebody should put out an email first thing tomorrow morning telling everybody to show up at 9 o'clock. Who should that be?
I think that should be you, and I think that's among my minor role here that I can suggest you to do that. If you want me to take a look at it,
sure.
I can, but...
it'll just be, please show... I won't.
We're going to have an all-hands meeting at 9 o'clock.
Anything. It's just, please show up.
Is it normally here? Is that how it's happened
it's
in the past?
It's going to be a little crowded having everybody in here, but also anticipating that if there's a storm tonight, you're not going to get...
Yeah, they got other things to do.
Right.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you, Annette. And thank you for coordinating this meeting. Okay, and thank you all for being here. So, if there's no other business, I'm going to announce that our meeting is now... Are we okay to adjourn, Joel?
I'm good with that.
Okay, it's 6:08, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.